Check your boobs, the choice is up to you. So go ahead, give it a whirl. No more trouble and strife, it just might save your life. Check those boobs, girls.
So I've managed to cover myself up with a pillow, so that's good.
Well, that's good because you don't want your pants.
Well, it won't be the first time, all right?
It won't be the first. It won't be the last.
It definitely won't be. Mother and Daughter Best of Friends podcast.
Wow.
I am so excited. Now, listen. You've heard me talk about this lady. She's like the queen, you know. Getting hold of her is very, very difficult. Getting her to sit on any kind of sofa for, you know, sort of sit still for more than 10 minutes. Very, very difficult.
We might do 10.
But, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce how we formerly known her as RH.
Whoa.
Our cousin Helen.
How lovely.
Baby, it's so wonderful to see you.
And you too.
Honestly, it really, really, I've got a bit emotional now.
Oh, don't start
now, crying. I know. I think, like, you know, we started doing this podcast about a year ago. And just purely because I thought, you know, we could make some memories and we could have some fun and we can, you know, kind of just reflect.
Well, it's sort of when you start looking through pictures, you're like, who's that? Oh, that's such and such. But now this is sort of a recorded.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Exactly. And we can do it whenever we want to do it. Do you know what I mean? And we can put these things together whenever we want to do it. And the thing is, H, right, is that from sort of starting to do this, it's given all of us a chance to kind of look back and go, wow, bloody hell, that happened, you know? And I think for all of us that have been in this kind of a whirlwind, that it has been a whirlwind.
It has, and it's sort of been a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Then a bit of swan action on the lake. It goes a bit calm.
And you think everything's steady again.
And we let the balloons up, and then the Dodgem cars come out.
What an amazing, that is the most, an amazing analogy I think I've ever heard it explained, actually. Why have we never done a podcast together before?
Oh, we're not very good at it.
We're highly sponsored.
Nobody knows what to say.
Well, that's usually the case. So let's just go back a little tiny bit. So to really introduce you to my amazing, amazing cousin, who, you know, and I've told you this before, you are so instrumental in my life, and super grateful to you in so many different ways. And, you know, our journey's not, we don't always see each other all the time, and we don't always sort of like have to be in each other's pockets.
Definitely not.
But this journey that, you know, from mum finding out, right, you know, all those 30 years ago.
No way.
30 years ago.
Crikey. We're not that old.
In fact, it's 31 years ago, age, because, yeah, it was 30 years ago last year. It's 31 years ago.
Goodness gracious.
And, you know, obviously you were a huge key part of the entire journey, because when we've talked in the past about, you know, sort of mum and the Watson and Holmes scenario, how she met this guy in the Bull's Head in Moriash one day.
In a pub of all places.
I mean, how very beautiful. That was your dad.
Yeah.
And the Hines, Jennifer, is your mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And between the pair of them, you know, it was kind of like, well, wow, this is happening. And at that point, how old were you?
So did Dad meet Wendy? If that was 31 years ago, I'm just a bit over 50 now, but only a touch.
Fabulous, darling.
But I think that would have meant I would be about 20.
Yeah.
Good maths.
Yeah, very good maths. Well worked out there. I remember, because I remember your 21st. And I think that was sort of like slap bang in the middle of the sort of testing sort of becoming apparent, because it was, you know, mum met your dad, then mum met your mum. Then I remember us coming to the post office, which is where you were all living.
Yeah, where we're living. April. Yeah.
And there being a slideshow. Do you remember the slideshow?
Oh, what? Whatever happened to the slides? We can't even work the pictures out.
And then that obviously kind of happened. But you and Mum, you were very much forefront in everything, you know, sort of going forward, really. Because I remember you doing lots of TV with Mum.
Well, I think sort of my mum, Jennifer, she'd had breast cancer sort of relatively early, in her sort of early 30s. And then again, she'd had a second cancer in her sort of later 30s. So it was always something that we talked about and quite openly. And so it was, I sort of recognised from an early age that that would probably happen to me because Mum's mum had had breast cancer and Mum's cousin, as we knew, Auntie Jean, she'd had breast cancer. So it was, even though there was no diagnosis of that it is a genetic, we sort of thought, well, there is.
So when, this is interesting, then. So when sort of like Mum came along and kind of said, well, you know, that's what my mum had and that's what my grandma had and, you know, watched them kind of piece everything together, were you like Mum as well going, knew it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knew it, right.
Yeah. Yeah. How did it feel though? You know, was it a case of, because I mean, you were very much like Mum in a case of like, you're very positive and you're very kind of, well, what do we do then?
Yeah. So this is sort of, but before we'd met your mum, or not met her, but sort of reconnected, it was just something that, but luckily, my grandma had, you know, she lived through having breast cancer. Auntie Hilda had, her sister. Mum had had it twice and she'd been all right. Auntie Jean, unfortunately, she died. My mum's sister, Barbara, she'd had numerous different cancers, but had been quite poorly most of her life. So it was something that people were getting this disease, but managing to overcome it.
Right.
At that time. So it was something that was, well, if this comes along, we'll see what we can do. We'll deal with it. We'll do our best. And then when we met Wendy, and it was like, hang on a minute. Hang on. These odds ain't looking good.
This is an interesting bingo card, this, isn't it?
It is.
So what, obviously, you know, for Mum, actually, she'd only had the two relatives that she knew of, and she was adamant with just the two. But you had had all of these other, you know, sort of relatives. But did you kind of see like a positive from it, if that makes sense?
Well, I've always sort of known that we've just been a family of really strong women.
Right, yeah, that's it.
And you just, you know. But for Wendy, your mum, it was different because she lost her mum at an early age, which if I'd have lost my mum, then maybe everybody, not take a different take on it, but when you put it all when you put all the pieces together and look at the jigsaw and think,
100%.
Let's see what
you
know. Yeah.
And I think that was obviously the next stage. And, you know, we've talked about this on the podcast about sort of Mum randomly coming up with this kind of, you know, idea that if breast cancer starts in the breast, you know, then I've got a good mind to go and just get rid of them. And then her journey then into kind of finding Gareth.
Yeah.
Our Garethy.
Who we love.
Who we love dearly. Who apparently is a really important man, you know.
Is he?
Very important. Yeah. He's like the god.
Not just our Gareth.
He's not just, I know, it's weird, isn't it? Oh. I say this to him and he's like, yeah, but you call me Garethy, Becky, you know, and I am Professor Evans. And I'm like, yes, I know. But yeah, he's, you know, sort of, Mum met him. And then obviously, you know, this idea came that, yeah, they were looking into the fact that they could be. And I remember coming to your house and everyone sat around having blood, giving blood.
Oh, yes. It's like not the normal thing to happen, yeah, is it?
I just remember, literally, and you just sat there laughing. Oh, yes, take what you want. Yes, whatever. Did you understand what was happening? Because I know I didn't, I don't think.
Well, it sort of, at the time, now, people, we talk about genes, you know, and carrying certain genes. And, you know, everybody sort of knows what you're talking about. Then it was like something a little bit, you know, we're touching on AI of like, you sort of know what it is, but we don't totally get it.
We don't know how it affects or how it works or what the statistics are or what. Yeah, yeah.
But at the time, so it was like, this is, could be something, it could, you know, and anything that we could do to help, because we'd spoke to Gareth and that he was, you know, he knew there was a fault, but he couldn't quite find it. So it was quite exciting to be at the forefront of, you know, ooh, we might be able to help make it better for, woo, not mankind, but...
Well, it's true.
That kind of thing, that you being a part of something that will make a positive difference to people, that not just our family, but...
Exactly. And I think this is, again, was sort of like, through doing this podcast again, it was allowing us to kind of go, shit, that was big, you know what I mean? And actually, yeah.
But at the time, it was
medical
just...
history.
It sounds quite grand, doesn't it?
It does. It does, but it's fact. And it's weird when you think about it like that, in that, hang on a moment, this is you guys and Gareth.
Yeah.
Right? Who like, you know what I say? Like, he's important. Like, he's really important. And like, and the stuff that him and only a few others have done, yeah. And not just here, but across the world.
It's just bonkers, isn't it?
It is bonkers. It's totally bonkers. And yeah, you know, like you say, it was just like, well, of course this is what we're going to do. And of course this is, you know, sort of, you know, hopefully this will make a difference for generations to come. But then obviously, knowing this and being part of that, brilliant. But for Mum, she needed to do something. She couldn't cope with it. You
because
know?
She was getting near that age.
Yeah. Yeah. So when she came up with this idea, do you remember?
Yeah. I remember. Wendy and I were walking past the where the High Peak Hunt is, up by Lady Manners, and we were just walking. I don't know why we were there, but I remember us having this conversation. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what it, yeah. Well, that's logic. Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, oh, you know, yeah, people think I'm a bit balmy. Well, you are.
What was it? I heard this saying once, you have to be delusional to be able to invent something or to change the course of history.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he's like, well, yeah, that is true. How did you feel, though? Because, like, you're 20, you know, you're, like, you know, you were very close with Mum and obviously very close with your mum, and you were also sort of like, you know, the doctors were all over you. Do you know what I mean? And they were, weren't they?
They were keen. Well, it was interesting because I was sort of, luckily, I was sort of coming up to the age of where the cancers were, you know, they thought that they might be able to get me through that sort of, where the risk was sort of early 30s, middle 30s. And because I was sort of 20, 21, 22, whatever, you know, it looked good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got,
yeah. Yeah. I thought, we've got this. We've got this covered.
Wasn't quite as simple as that, was it, dear?
Well, no. But luckily, we met Gareth and his team, Tony Howell, and we'd been up to Manchester quite a lot and worked with their, I don't know what it's called, family history and different things up there and different studies that we'd been involved in. So it was quite familiar. And so we would be in touch with keeping on new research that was coming, how his Gareth's work was coming along. And it was sort of moodling along quite nicely. Mum and Dad had moved up to just outside Blackpool. And Mum was coming down for a check-up, and Manchester is halfway. So we'd meet up and go and have a check-up and go and have lunch and do some shopping. And while I was there, Mum's appointment was delayed. So I went down to see Gareth. And Gareth said, oh, there's a new trial starting that Tony Hale's running. You know, it might be of interest. So I went down to see. That was all sort of, oh, well, we'll come down and see him. Mm. There was no, like, make an appointment or come back in 3 weeks. It was like, oh, come downstairs.
Just people down, yeah. And it was that easy now.
And so we went down, and I think whether he was in, you know, I'd got sort of 10 minutes, 15 minutes to wait. So they said, well, while you're here, we'll give you a thorough check-in. And so, you know, no problem, because everybody had had a, you know, over time they've been sort of, you know, it wasn't anything scary. And, you know, lie in this position, move your arm up, move your arm back, twiddle out. And they found, one of the nurses found a lump and said, oh, you know, we'll better just stay there. I'll bring you a cup of tea. I'll fetch Tony. And so that's when it all sort of
became very real.
Yeah.
So before, so you had the when the gene test became available, because obviously before all of this, it wasn't available, and through our family, they were able to use samples, etc., to then find, you know, to pinpoint the gene. So you'd had the gene test, and you had got.
I carried the gene.
You carried the gene. You were about 22 then.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, it was a case of, well, you know, and they think, you know, for me as well, it was like, well, you don't need to worry about this till you sort of like early 30s, mid 30s. So for you to then go for, oh, I'll just pop in and, you know, have this, see what's going off. And, you know, and you were 29 then?
29 when they found the cancer.
Yeah. So like going into this and then they find this lump. What were your thoughts?
Well, then you're on the roller coaster.
Yeah. Was it very, did you feel like it was like massively quick?
It was. And it was sort of, it was like, right. And I think they did had some scans, and then they did a biopsy. And then I think you had to wait a week for the.
Did they do all that in that day?
It was roller coaster.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because what I didn't know was that it was quite an aggressive tumour, and it was, you know, quite large. And as I was younger, obviously the...
It's faster. Yeah.
Faster. So, but I just thought we were, you know, we were under this umbrella and this is how it worked.
I know.
And so it was. It was like, and then 2 weeks later, Gareth told me that, you know, it was cancer. And then I was in about a fortnight later.
Crikey.
And it was that quick.
That it was that wowzers. I mean, I remember exactly where I was. I remember where I was driving when Mum rang me to tell me that you got breast cancer. I can remember as clear as anything. Coming back from work, I was on the road that you come down towards the Robin Hood.
Yeah,
and I had to pull over, and I pulled over, and I was like, "You what?" And Mum was like, "Yeah, we cannot believe it." Mm. And I think, you know, it's fair in saying that, yeah, everyone was devastated. Gareth was mortified.
He was
literally mortified.
Yeah,
because it was like you say, it was like, well, we're supposed to be okay now, do you know what I mean? Mm. Kind of thing. But I mean, you were so bloody, I just went stoic. I don't know whether that's something, I don't know. I mean, you were, But I suppose you didn't. I mean, it's brilliant that it was like just 2 weeks and bum, 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 bum. So it didn't really give you time to think about it, dwell on it, overprocess it, whatever. It was just...
Yeah, this, you know, right, this is not good news, but they've got a plan.
Yeah. Trust in them.
Yeah. And because we'd known them, you know, Gareth recommended the surgeon, and he still is our hero.
100%.
And he was at the time, and it was like, Gareth's got it.
Yeah. No, it's wonderful. You know, you think about it, like, and I sort of like, you know, I always say you take these things for granted, particularly me, I suppose, because I'm that bit younger. You know, you sort of like take these things for granted, and it's only when I now am at, definitely at an age where I'm seeing people go through it without, without the positivity that we've been able to have.
Yeah.
That I'm like, bloody
hell. And the support that we've all had for each other.
Oh, my God. You know, it is quite unbelievable. And that, you know, we said this, didn't we? Like, as a family, you know, for me at the time as well, it was quite exciting because I'd got this absolute bomb part of a cousin who was just amazing, right? And it was, you know what I mean, and all of these things were happening and it was exciting and you know what I mean in that respect.
But yeah,
literally when we found the news with you, it was just like boom.
Yeah.
This is like serious now. And then, you know, obviously you had quite a strong course of treatment, didn't you? Tell them about the time you went to the wrong hospital as well.
Oh, well, not just once.
With a full film crew as well, may I add.
Yeah, that was tricky. A bit embarrassing at the time. But we laughed about it because we're always known for being on time at the right place at the right time.
With matching shoes.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, we're blacklist. Yeah. Yeah, so that was a bit tricky. But I had such... You know, I quite enjoyed being in hospital.
Oh, I love it.
I just had such a nice time. I mean, I was in the bay and there's, you know, four or six women in the same, you know, boat having the same operation. And, you know, you're just having a nice time and people come and visit. And you're all right. Yeah, great. Yeah, you know, food, all right. Yeah, it's brilliant. Can you bring some coffee? I need the cafetiere. The water's wrong in Manchester. Can you bring me some water?
Oh, man.
And it was brilliant. And we just, you know, we had a nice time. And, you know, I got a really good bunch of mates. And...
Oh, your mates.
I mean, they were bringing me bloody wine in flasks to keep it cool. You know, a bit of Tyndall's sausage rolls. You know... Oh, we did. We made the best of it, and they bring picnics, and they bring the kids in, and
they were your mates were just. It was your 30th birthday as well, and
yeah,
they organised like this amazing surprise, didn't they?
All sorts. We were on the roof at Chatsworth.
Amazing.
We did it all,
and we say this amazing, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, let's be honest, at the time it was scary, you know what I mean? And you were a strength for many others, right? And we saw that, do you know what I mean? And that it's one of those situations a lot of the time is when you have a personality like you've got and like I've got, etc., that when something happens to that person, the people around them, like they need protecting.
They need the reassurance that it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Don't panic. We've got this. Let's have another glass of wine. We'll be all right. But you do, in most things now, you can say to yourself, come on, you've got this. You could do this. Mm. And that's what we were doing then.
Yeah.
Is saying, it's all right. Going to be all right.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
We've got this.
We got this.
You were so brilliant here, honestly. You really were. And I'm really super grateful, do you know what I mean? Because, like, I think I was one of those people as well that was like, I don't know, I'm going to handle this, do you know what I mean? And not, you know, sort of, but also at that time, which felt so bloody selfish to me, do you know what I mean, was straight away people were going, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? Because it was sooner for you. So straight away people were going, well,
thank God.
This one can't, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do? And I'm like, yeah, but she, but we need, but she, you know what I mean? But yeah, but I get you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was really like, you know, sort of navigating that. But you are, can never say this.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
No leaky eyes.
Yeah, but you said to me, you went, if me getting this has saved you, then it's all been worth it.
But it,
I'll never forget.
But it's true.
Westfield Health. Harder working health cover. Proud sponsors of the Mother and Daughter Breast of Friends podcast.
Oh, gosh. Never. It was just, to me, then it was like, well, I've got to do
no
it.
Pressure.
No pressure. Yeah, shit, yeah. But on a serious note, it was like, I mean, I was never not going to. Do you know what I mean? It was just like, I didn't know when or sort of how this would happen. Do you know what I mean? And it was a lot sooner than I ever expected it to be, because we were under that illusion it didn't need to be.
Yes.
But yeah, it was this case of, well, the like, say how the brain works. It was like, yeah, but I want to make sure she's okay and it's going to be about Helen. But I totally understand that I can't be selfish either and let this happen. Do you know what I mean? It's like a real battle of minds.
See, you overthink things.
I know, mad.
Just go with it. Be all right.
Just do it. Just go with it.
I've done this. You'll be all right now.
No,
we've had another turn of the page.
Honestly, I mean, just something that will always stay with me. And stop it now. Blooming heck, I might have a sip of my beer.
Leaky eyes.
Have a minute. But, you know, the thing is, how many years ago was this, you know, now?
Well, is that 20 years?
Wow. Well, it will be, won't it? It will be, because
I'm glad we're on North.
No, yeah,
don't get threes and fives involved.
I'm glad we can add up.
We can North. Work with that.
Oh, my goodness me. And, you know, again, we know, we do know this now. We know a lot more about BRCA1, and we know a lot more about BRCA2. And
we are a bit more grown up now.
We are a little, yeah, kind of, sometimes, when we want to be. I don't say that. But we know more about it, and we do know that with BRCA1, in that it is the more aggressive, do you know what I mean? And they call it, I think it's like BRCA2, they call it the ninja, and that it comes in from,
ninjas?
Yeah, they call it the ninja because it comes in from everywhere.
Mm.
BRCA1 is predominantly breast, prostate and ovarian, but it does come aggressively. Were you ever scared?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then there was the next bit to do.
Yeah.
I didn't want to die.
No.
So we tried not to do that.
There's no other.
That's the plan.
There's no other better way of forcing it. Your mum, you know, you and your mum, so close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jennifer, God, that smile. Do you know what I mean? And she, I felt like with your mum, that she was a huge, you know, mum might have come up with these ideas and fought in European Parliament, but you needed a Jennifer to kind of keep the grounding.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that, but and nothing fazed her.
She was so brave.
Oh my goodness me. And
an inspiration that if mum can be so strong and so brave, then, well, I got to fill them shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you do it all the time. But your own legacy as well, which is remarkable. And, you know, mummy went on to, you know, she fought for a long, long time. Unfortunately, she got another cancer, didn't she?
Mm.
Yeah. And do you know what, though, H, right? These things, you know, life is a bloody journey, isn't it, you know? And
oh, yes. She travelled her path. And, you know, she was happy to try new treatments and things. The cancer had gone from, she'd had about 3 cancers in her bladder, and then it had gone to her liver and then to her pancreas. Wow. But they still think that it was the breast cancer.
In the first place.
Yeah. That's on her death certificate.
Really? Because, you just never know it with her. She was so smiley, do you know what I mean? So much of the time, and you and your brother Darryl are absolute, you know, world, and, you know, your dad as cheeky as ever, because, you know, David is cheeky as ever, isn't he, you know? But what if I, and the point is, again, what I want you to know is that all of these things, she's remembered hugely, you know, and what happened those 31 years ago that we're, you know, it's not a case of sort of like reliving it. What we're trying to do is go, look at this and look at where we are now.
Yeah.
Right. But this legacy will live on. And I want you to always know that, you know, it was Watson and Holmes that changed the world. You know?
Yeah.
And that is quite remarkable.
Brilliant. I mean, wonderful. Both of them.
Yeah.
Amazing women.
100,000,000%. And I, you know, you are, I love you to the absolute nth degree. You've taught me so much in life.
We're just trying.
Oh. I love you, honestly. And, oh, God, I'm all right. Yes. But I just think, you know, I just want you to know, just like, your attitude, your whole way, and I look back now and I think how much you influenced me. Do you know what I mean? We won't go into the other stuff. There was a night, right, where my ex-partner said, I've dropped your H off after the pub. I was like, all right, brilliant. I went, where did you drop her? And you went, this house. And you went, oh, well, she doesn't live there anymore.
We'd moved. I forgot.
You'd forgotten some of the scenarios. Honestly, we're just brilliant. But what, you know, with you, with that, you are just this ray, darling.
Oh, what a beautiful thing to say.
You are, you know, and I get it. I get it now. I get it more now than I've ever got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't it weird? And I just, you know, hope we can continue doing these amazing things together.
We're going to try our best, aren't we?
Bloody-lutely. And like I say, someone said to me not so long ago, about the podcast, like how do you measure this audience? And I said, I don't know. No, I'm not bothered about statistics and facts and whatever. I said, what we go on is someone saying, you've changed my life. You know, was it to save one person is to save mankind? I think there's a phrase like that. But if you can make one person aware, you save a family.
Yeah.
You know, and that to me is there's no radio job, there's no nothing that can be any better than that. Yeah. So come on this next leg with us, right? Because I've got loads of ideas.
Oh, my goodness.
It involves glitter, it involves music, and it involves nice and fun things and pink and boobies and all sorts of be good. Ladies and gentlemen, my beautiful cousin is RH, also known as Helen Cordwell, by the way, but we like to call her RH, mother, daughter, breast of French.
Oh, bless you. The choices are to you. So go ahead,
give it a whirl. No more trouble and strife. It just might save your life. Check those boobs, girl.